Blog Talk Radio.
Show the NCWCC Blog Talk Radio streaming live in Stone Mountain, Georgia. And our description of our show today is One Voice, One Choice. Wanted to thank our callers that are online. We've had a couple of technical difficulties arranging into the show. However, I want to thank everybody for continuing to support the National Coalition and its different ventures that we've been involved in. I also wanted to share with everyone that the National Coalition is a part and has a foundation called the NCWCC Youth Bill Foundation, and it has its own radio broadcast that streams live every Tuesday at 11 o'clock for ages 13 to 28 years old, and their topics are very, very, very challenging and very good in terms of their interest, their world changing over into a 21st century strategy. And we were very blessed to have a meeting with a wonderful gentleman that is doing a great job in Atlanta. His organization is called the Love Coalition, and it's lifting our voices of equality. And Stephon Collins is the CEO and founder of it, and I think he is on the line right now.
Hi, Karima. How are you doing?
Wonderful, sir. Appreciate you taking time out in your busy schedule. I know you have only a little bit of time, but I appreciate the fact that you have had a vision for some time with the Love Coalition and what you do in not just Metro Atlanta, but nationally in helping young people with directions and bringing sustainability and social capital to some of the individuals that have just been kind of left behind. And you've been a blessing to so many people.
Yeah.
I'm sure that they are very, very blessed to have you. And I thank you for joining our show. And could you let everybody know the purpose of what the Love Coalition stands for and what it's been doing and in its originating form?
Yes. And first of all, I'd like to say thank you, Karima, for having us on your show. The Love Coalition, Lifting Our Voices for Equality, has been in existence for about four to 5 years, and Lifting Our Voices for Equality consists of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender, and our straight allies who are concerned about the social well-being, the political and economic well-being of our gay, lesbian, and transgender brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
What the organization has done previous in the community, particularly here in Metro Atlanta, is that we have raised awareness around different political issues such as gay and lesbian transgender equality. We have addressed other social issues such as homophobia within the faith-based community, including our churches and
mm-hmm.
other religious aspects of the community. We have held town hall forums in the community addressing those issues. We have also further developed the creative size of the gay and lesbian youth by sponsoring art connection performance shows. And so these have been just some of the things that the Love Coalition has done in the community. Recently, the community has also, the organization as well as the community have have really looked at some of the social issues of our young people, which has included the homelessness and displaced of a great number of our youth here in Atlanta. And the coalition has embarked upon a vision of creating a homeless shelter for those youth who have been kicked out or from their homes and communities and are currently displaced here in Atlanta. And so therefore, being compelled to address that issue, the coalition, along with our many allies here in Atlanta, have come together to address the issue by coming together and creating a home, a safe space for these youth from the ages of 18 and 24. So that's what currently we are embarking upon, and so we are really excited about doing that.
Yeah, and I think I want to thank Charitable Connections, Michelle Utiyama, for bringing us together in terms of the coalition and building your dreams physically and adding those type of that type of housing, because you talked about homelessness and what I understand is that you know, a lot of these young folks are ostracized in so many words from their family, and they are homeless as a result of their choices. And it is our pleasure as a coalition, as a national coalition, to be able to not just build dreams, but to build facilities to house these young people, because just based on social choices, they shouldn't be ostracized. Because if that was the case, we should still all be slaves that are African-American descent. So, you know, it's a wonderful transition that you have in terms of offering housing, because a person can't dream and receive his blessings when he's hungry and he's homeless. So I think that is a wonderful situation that you have, that Michelle has introduced with the Vital Living Center project that we have off of ML King. That's going to house about 20 young people
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We're looking to house starting off 20, at least what we should be able to accommodate in the beginning. But, of course, you know, we're looking in the future to be accommodate more than that. But we do want to at least start off with being able to sufficiently accommodate 20 youth. And, you know, we're just really excited. You were saying a dream becoming a reality. And that has been one of our, one of our logos is making our dreams for our youth a reality. And just partnering with, of course, your organization, Karima, and with Charitable Connections, we do feel very certain that we can make this a reality.
Forever.
Well, you know, I think when you talk about partnering, we had a great understanding of some of the things that you all are looking at providing, some of the programs and services that you all have in terms of job resource centers and things of that nature. That I think that's a wonderful aspect, because we believe in interdependent environments. And when you have interdependent environments, it also helps ignite the dreams of individuals who have been kind of, I could say, you know, repressed in a sense. And so I think
they have.
The resources that you have in your programs, when I was looking at your outline, that it was very, very obvious that it's been a very well-thought-out process that you guys have, and it works in the social building of our young people.
And that's one of the main components that we have intertwined in the whole program is giving or making sure that the young folks are acquired with those particular basic skills so that they can live independently. You know, there's an old cliche said that, you know, you can give a person a fish or you can teach an individual how to fish. And so our outlook is to teach that man or that woman or that boy, that girl, how to be able to fish, how to become independent of themselves. And so just as you had mentioned earlier, those programs are to equip the young folks with those particular tools, basic life skill training, computer literacy, resume building, Also, entrepreneurship, leadership skills. These are the components that we are have included into the Love Coalition mission to make our young people our leaders for tomorrow. So, you know, those are important components to us, and we are looking not only to work just in this close-knit community, but to work across the broad, you know, so that we can bring in brilliant minds and leaders from across the country to work with these young people in different facets of the community
okay.
to make them very productive young people.
And thinking of broad young minds, I have Usamaka Obiachi on with the our Youth Build Cheer for the Youth Build program. Usamaka, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Hello. Wonderful. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay. So I think you're, I sat back at Starbucks and listened to you guys go back and forth, and I was almost ready to cry because you had the youth and the, not saying that we're old, Stefan, but we ran our course. And but just watch the thought process of you all materializing a process and introducing to the community ways of creating some of the forums that you all have coming up. And I think you might have just want to throw that out there to our listeners that have did a tremendous job in applying a practitioner way, a strategic level of introducing a means in order to get the word out. Could you all kind of go over that real quick?
Well, just briefly, we were, in terms of talking about an upcoming event, working together with the joint partners, we were definitely discussing, addressing the local issue here in Atlanta with mm-hmm. a young guy who committed suicide at the elementary school, and I can't think of the young man's name at the moment. However, the groups decided that we want to do a town hall, I don't want to say, keep saying town home, but a town hall forum.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can raise the awareness of addressing bullying in the school system. And the young people around the table, we could strategize about ways of involving the community to be a part of this town hall forum, which will include our school counselors, our young community leaders, our professionals here in the community, and even some of our politicians, you know, to be present and to hear the concerns from the young people, to sit at the table and voice their concerns in regards to the bullying that's taking currently place in our school system. So it was a very energized conversation, Karima. And like you said, the young people had a great deal to add to that conversation.
And Usamaka, can you share with everybody about some of the aspects that you all were looking at that you guys were discussing?
Well, as Stefan mentioned, it's just really revitalizing the youth and the town hall meeting, being able to get together with people from various aspects of the community, whether school leaders who could do something about it, whether young folk, whether counselors, whether leaders of the LGBT community, and to be able to have them there and speak about these issues and hopefully find a solution and solve some of this and you know, begin to make action plans to eradicate some of these, you know, behaviors such as bullying.
You know, I think it was very interesting that Reese mentioned about the, I guess, the social rebuilding of our youth. I believe that's, I'm not sure if that's the correct word or not, but it was a very profound conversation listening to you all, taking a rein in challenging the fact that you all are acknowledging that a lot of things have gone wrong in the youth community from ages, you know, I started age 29 and go backwards. And you all are becoming the change, and I believe that that is, you know, our segmental name on all our shows is Changing the Face of Contracting. But I think it's even getting growing further in changing the face of the world having youth like yourself that's 24 years old that, you know, that has several businesses going, started your first business at 21 years old, you know, it's kind of very, it's a very strong and very vital accomplishment that, that you have youth in leadership positions that are directing what I say you lead by example. You know, I'm one of those folks from not Missouri, but a show me type person. If you lead by example, young people actually, you know, you guys always direct each other's path. And I was just bringing that up because it was something that was very profound that Reese said. Can you kind of remember what she was talking about? Was she available?
Is she available?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
Okay. But I was just wondering because it was very profound in the change that that Stefan, Mr. Collins has done with the Love Coalition. I thought it was a very strong mirroring image of what the coalition altogether. And I think we were talking about just being not just transgender, gay and lesbian, but these are young people that you guys come into contact every day through your ventures with Afro Dreads and things of that nature. I think your generation relates to the radio and multimedia better than anybody else. And, you know, it just kind of makes sense to have some of the relationships that you all have. And I think, Mr. Collins, you have a production company that puts on different productions as well, right?
Yes, ma'am. We actually have a theatrical troupe of youth who address different social issues as it relates to GLBT youth in the community. And they have been somewhat active in the community about in regards to addressing different social issues, as you were saying about being social changers. And these youth are just that. They are social changers. And they have made stride and movements through theater. And we have some very talented young people, just to name, you know, just a few of them. Antron Brown, Rashad Brown, that is, Antron Rashad Brown, a very talented young man, very creative poet who does poetry and has also, mind you, Karima, who has also published a book here in Atlanta and has also gone to do book tours. So we are proud of him. So those are the type of people that we are, type of young people that we are working with and we are cultivating. And so, yes, we are using spoken word. We are using the theater as a platform to address suicide among young people, to address rejection from our black churches mm-hmm. because of their orientation, to address HIV in the community. So that's our platform, and so we are really excited about just having that opportunity. And just to let you know, we are open, and we do want to work with all youth in the community because we feel like there needs to be a bridge.
Exactly.
You know, we just don't want to have, the children over here because of their color or their orientation separated. You know, we live in a world where we all must, and it's essential that we work together. And we feel like we can come together and work together. And so it's very important that we partner with such organizations as Afro Dread, and as well as your organization and other young youth-oriented organizations, so that we can begin to build these bridges, you know.
You know, and that's the great thing with the Vital Living Center that Charitable Connections has put together, because that Vital Living Center is going to be very instrumental in directing the community, because it's a community. It's a 40-acre community of people, people that come from different backgrounds, and it'd be a great melting pot for the young people that's in that community and in that in your program. And that program's been running for about 5-6 years now?
Yeah, about a good. The program itself has been, the organization has been in existence for about 5 years,
mm-hmm.
But the performance component has been in existence about 2 years.
Okay.
It's quite young. But we are definitely striving to make more waves here in the community And that's what it needs to be. You know, we need more, ways to get people attention about these different social issues here in the community that has been occurring. And there are a lot of issues that are affecting our young people, and we need to have them on the forefront voicing those concerns. And so, we're well on the way to doing that, so I'm really excited about this endeavor. Very excited.
Okay, and I know you got a very tight schedule this afternoon, so I know that you probably have to be jumping off of here, and I won't tie up too much of your time. But
Tell
everybody about your you have a website that people can go to?
Well, we actually do have a website, but however, it's under construction.
Mm-hmm.
It should be completed by the mid part of this month. And the website or the email is www.lovecoalition. That's LOVE coalition, coalition.org. And like I said, in a couple of weeks, that should be up and running, but it's up under construction now.
And
you have more information.
And you have an email address as well?
Well, at this time, if there are any questions or concerns, they can forward all questions and concerns to me.
Okay.
And my email address is Edsel Collins. That's E-D-S-E-L, Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S, @yahoo.com. You know, any questions or concerns definitely can come to me. Once again, I have enjoyed having this time to kind of share some of our dreams and thought with you all and with the community. And we just look forward to working with you all in the near future.
And I certainly know that we're going to do some tremendous things. And I thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
And
yes, ma'am.
I'll let you get to your next fire.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. I just always fire to put out. Yeah. And so this is enough.
And I certainly.
But you know, we can do it. We can put it out together. So you are doing wonderful work in the community, and we, like I said, we look forward to working with you all in the very near future.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. You all have a good evening.
You be blessed.
You do. Bye-bye.
And listeners, what we're going to do is take a moment to listen to Dusty Muhammad called Breathe.
And calling, and the voice of all good tidings. I am the sound of angels' laughter across the moonlight bay. I am all you'll ever need. I am all you'll ever need. I am the wisdom of all elders. I'm the wonder in a child's eyes. I am a cool and gentle breeze on a warm summer's day. My face, I'm all you will ever need, all you'll ever
returning back to your host, Karima Ali, with the National Coalition of Women of Color in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. And that was a very, very powerful and tremendous young man that we were blessed to have met and put in our path by Michelle Uchiyama from Charitable Connections, who has been very, very, very instrumental in helping us create a model nationally that we are in place of working in creating a vital living community. I have Usamaka back online, and I want to thank her back for returning back to the call. Usamaka, thank you.
Thank you, Karima. Yeah, I lost my battery died, so I had to recharge.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. You guys have a show that you guys do on Tuesdays. How's that going for your Youth Build Foundation?
The show is going great. It's definitely growing in participants. The show, you know, talking to youth about their issues, their problems, their topics. So it's really going well. The youth are beginning to call in so we can hear their opinions and their thoughts on the issues that's affecting them instead of it just being adults, you know, us speculating on their issues.
And when you had you met with the DeKalb Alternative School, those young people have very strong concerns about the world in which they're living in, because one thing that I was that crossed my mind was that about passing the torch on. And even though I know you're only 24, but listening to those 15, 16, 17 year olds kind of gave you a bigger, broader perspective that the world has changed, even in that short span of age that you all have between each other, right?
Yes.
And their concerns are a little bit different than what your concerns were when you were 17.
Yeah, it's definitely although there's a short age gap, or not too much, the issues are sometimes the same, and sometimes they are different because the times have changed.
Okay. And in terms of being able to be a participant on the show, I think I can let everybody know what that call-in number is. It's 646-478-0286, right? And that show, that starts at about 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So with that being said, I wanted to share with everybody that the National Coalition has been and will continue to build sustainability and capacity in its Youth Build program regarding construction, applied science, and multimedia. Usamaka has been a part of a lot of programs and organizations. She's a part of the Black Engineers Association, a graduate of Connecticut/Georgia State, and you know, we really, really are very excited about her partner Reese, who has a background in communications degree regarding the industry in itself. And I want to welcome this caller from 404-660. Caller, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Okay, is this who can you tell everybody your name? And
yes, that's fine. This is Angela Jones, and I'm with Your Day Your Way at the Garden Grand.
Okay.
I'm an event planner.
Okay, so welcome to the call. We're always Angela's one of the new members of the coalition. Has a very great business model that she's creating in Gwinnett County, and just kind of. If you don't mind, can you tell everybody what you are trying to, some of the things you and your business partner is doing in Gwinnett County?
Oh, thanks. Actually, we're just trying to do better and better things for the community. there's not a lot of event facilities in the area that cater to our needs, cater to our pockets. So we're trying to do just that, and on an upscale basis, where you're not just packed in a hole in the wall. And we have 54,000 square feet facility that we're trying to implement into the community. So it should be really nice once it's up and running. We're looking at Labor Day weekend.
Okay. All right. And you've been involved in the industry for quite a while now, right?
For quite a while, yes. I've actually done event planning and catering for almost 16 years now total, not just here, but back home in Texas. I brought my business here 5 years ago, and so that's pretty much what I've been doing, and me and my business partner have a total of 20 years together total in the industry.
And you strategically have put together, and this is what's so interesting about our members in the coalition, you talked about strategic planning, having the expertise, having the capacity to run a business for some years now, and understanding when it's time to move forward in growth. And a lot of young people who are listening right now kind of need to understand that this thing does not take off overnight. This is something that's built and sustained over some years, right?
Absolutely. This has been my brainchild for about 8 years on paper. So I just felt like it was time for me to do bigger and better things. I've been doing okay with my catering and that type of thing, but it's always a good thing to just branch out and reach out for bigger and better things. And that's I prayed on it, and it was revealed to me that it was time for me to move on and do something better.
And that's what's so very interesting. One of the young people at the meeting that we had was stating that, you know, they would like to see women of color who are successful that would mix in with them to address some of the challenges that they've been through, and don't mind telling them the truth about real business, not sugarcoating it, but just letting them know that every day is just not going to be a great day.
I didn't mean to interject, but if you ever need me to speak at any of the youth events, please give me a call, because I've always mentored everywhere I've been, out of the 39 states I've always been to. So I would have no problem with talking to them about the nitty-gritty. I'm a business major, so I can give some tutorials to them as well.
Yeah, and you know what? These young people were about 24 to 28 years old, and they mentioned it themselves. They have their own consciousness now. They're kind of well beyond some of their years, and I promise you, they were just mentioning that just having a mentor of successful levels, and I tell people all the time, success does not dictate about how much money you make. Success is about longevity, lineage, being able to sustain the whirlwinds of the industry in which you're a part of, no matter if it's catering, construction, the music industry, architectural levels. But that is what makes a businesswoman. A lot of people think money does, but you can lose money. But if you don't have the background to be able to take that energy and move it forward, then you know it's almost like getting a piece of fish. You know, that's a good piece of fish, but can you get another piece? Can you eat off of that one piece of fish for a day, or do you teach a person how to fish? And I think that's what they were asking me. They said, "Ms. Karima, we want to learn how to fish. we don't mind you feeding us and taking us around and talking with us, but we want to look at people who are just not completely, just feel like they've made it and not willing to reach back." And I assured them that every woman that's a part of this Georgia coalition, I can say Georgia, because I've had a great opportunity to talk with you, and, you know, we go back and forth. But
altogether, you've been consistent and persistent in, you know, telling the world about your vision. I think that's very, it's very impressive to kind of run a Karima down and tire me out. So I give up. I'm here with you. So I have to commend you and your partner, your business part, about being, you know, vigilant in making sure everybody understands that you're here to stay. You're not going anywhere. I just kind of wanted to be a little, put that out. What is your website that people can go on and look at what you guys are doing, Angela?
Well, you can actually look on our website. All of what we're doing is not implemented on there yet because we have new things that we're bringing to the table.
Mm-hmm.
But you're welcome to go on the one that's presently up, which is www.yourdayyourway.net. YourDayYourWay.net.
Okay.
And that would be great. If you have any questions for me directly, you can email me at ajones@yourdayyourway.net, and I will love to entertain and talk to anyone at that point.
Okay.
And thank you so much for allowing me your airtime.
I greatly appreciate it myself because a lot of young people are listening in. A lot of our callers go back in, and I love Blog Talk Radio because it becomes a static footprint for individuals, especially young people, and even, stop saying young people, but for people in general who are looking for a light. And I've heard several people talk about doing planning, but it's a very strategic, very strong, thought-out social network that you have to have in order to do what you do. And you said 39 states. I was very impressed with that because here you have a lot of people who just try to concentrate in their area, and you and your business partner have a kind of diversified nationally on the level that we hope that other people can look past the borders of Georgia, and that's one of our missions, is to let people know that the world exists outside of Georgia. So I want to thank you for the call, and we have a couple minutes left into the show. So I wanted to also let everybody know that some of the projects that we have coming up is going to be on the website, and the 54,000 square foot facility is something that we feel proud that we'll be able to serve your business challenges and needs in terms of building, as we were talking to the other young man, instead of just building facilities, we're helping to build dreams. So, it's been a very, very, very blessed time for us. And everybody has to understand that the National Coalition exists for one reason, and that is a charge to keep, I have. And we are servants, and this is what we have decided to do to the end of our days. My family has invested a lot of time, effort, and money behind the coalition, and we've been around for about 20 plus years. Parents handed the company out to me and my sister. My mom is retired, thank God, and we've been very blessed. So we want to share with everybody one of the most important things, that we are so close to our dreams, that we are living our destiny. We were born into construction, and we're living our dreams. We have been very blessed, tremendously blessed, with so many people that we know around the country and around the world. We want to thank Fiona Sherwing from Ilawana Institute in Australia, who has been touring the country and talking about the National Coalition, and we'll be a part of a book deal that's going to be a part of California State. So we'll talk about that on the next show. And I want to thank everybody for listening in and our online callers and everything. And so we're going to close this out with Geoffrey, Closer to My Dreams. Everybody have a good evening. Mm-hmm.